Welcome back. South Africa's financial market has shown resilience, although hampered by weak economic growth. The country has maintained its lead in the Absa Financial Markets Index for 2021. Out of 23 countries, the domestic capital market continues its strong performance, largely due to its market depth and access to foreign exchange. Joining me for more detail is Anthony Curry, the head of markets at Absa Bank Kenya. Thank you so much for your time, Anthony. I mean, although coming out on top, the country score slipped from 89 points last year to 86. Looking at the index, the drop in the scoring is not unique to South Africa, with the scores of 19 out of 23 countries in the index edging lower. We have been in an environment dominated by COVID, which affected growth indicators and an economy that had to contend with fiscal challenges. Zooming into South Africa, talk to me about the areas that the country's financial market fell short in its progress.
So thank you. And you're quite right. Indeed, South Africa has continued to perform very well and is testament to the strength of its financial markets. But there are some areas that indeed the country's performance on various pillars in the index dropped slightly. So looking at the various pillars, although South Africa remained top of pillar one, which looks at market depth, there was an impact, particularly in H2, in terms of market volumes, particularly in the equity market, where we saw a 26% drop in volumes year on year. It did affect the performance and the scoring. So South Africa went from being 100 at 100% of full marks last year to a 97. So it's a moderate decline, but a decline nonetheless. Other areas worth noting is the impact that ESG and the inclusion of ESG in the index and the metrics of ESG, environmental, social, and governance had on the scoring for Pillar 3 in particular, where some other countries have developed ESG-compliant products or more ESG-compliant products. And this pillar was led by Kenya and Morocco, and South Africa came about third or fourth in this pillar, scored about 84 versus a 94 last year. And then I think generally looking at the Pillar 4, which looks at the pension sector, the sort of sophistication of investors. I think generally there's good news on AUMs and the growth we continue to see in South Africa and its relative performance. However, turnover of these AUMs, pension AUMs, fell in prior year. And as a consequence, we saw South Africa move slightly lower, although it still performed well in this pillar. And I think maybe the last thing to note is just the impact of the World Bank Ease of Doing Business report and the removal World Bank is no longer releasing this report. And an area where South Africa did particularly well was around the protection of minority investors and how this also helped South Africa to score well on this pillar, which then had an impact on its overall performance.
And then you mentioned the addition of new pillars such as the ESG metric, and you mentioned that South Africa came in third or fourth. And I'm just wondering about your outlook on South Africa's scoring, considering the addition of this pillar. And I mean, noting that, for example, the JSE has been pushing ahead with ESG incentives.
Yeah, so I think South Africa has a very robust framework that supports ESG. And I think that's where South Africa's strength is in relative comparison to a lot of the other countries. So we find a lot of the countries may have frameworks but don't have products. So 13 out of the 23 countries had frameworks for legislation in place, but even then was not as highly developed as South Africa. I think only Mauritius perhaps comes close. The other benefit South Africa had, as I mentioned, was a variety of products. There are some countries that had some additional products, such as mutual funds that incorporate ESG that South Africa perhaps has not offered yet. But in terms of volume and size, South Africa is still significantly ahead. And we expect as this becomes more widely adopted across Africa, but especially with South Africa being able to generate new products on the back of a robust framework, we expect that South Africa should continue to perform strongly in this pillar.
Anthony, you also mentioned the impact of Pillar 4, which looks at the role that pension assets play in driving domestic capital market growth. And although across the board, the pandemic did put pressure on pension funds, South Africa moved up one spot, landing at second place with its pension assets per capita increasing by 7.9%. Now, is there enough percentage, is there enough incentive going forward to encourage more input into pension savings so that this momentum can continue?
You're right, and indeed, in this pillar, we see Namibia leads with pension assets per capita of about $4,500. And I think there is room to see this continue to grow from that perspective for South Africa. And efforts around financial literacy, tax-efficient savings vehicles, so the expansion of the current tax-free investment accounts is another way to motivate more to participate, and then also the recovery in the employment rate. As South Africa took a particular knock during COVID as far as the economic growth and recovery and the impact it has had on employment, and we expect that as recovery starts to set in, that will also further help the growth of pension assets.
Thank you very much for your time, Anthony. That was Anthony Kuri, the head of markets for Africa Regional Operations at Absa Kenya.